Blog Talk Radio.
They said you wouldn't make it so far, and ever since they said it, it's been hard. But never mind the night you had to cry, 'cause you had never let it go inside. You worked too hard, and you know exactly what you want and need. So believe, and you can never give up. You can reach a goal. Talk to your soul and
Radio. This is our premiere show tonight, and wow, what a powerful opportunity it is. I know for me as a grandmother, and I am Audrey Scott Williams, I am the host of Seven Generations and Beyond, although I envision that the hosting of this program will be handed off to someone of the younger generation as we develop this opportunity to create cross-generational sharing, teaching, and passing on of wisdom, whether it's the young ones passing it up to the elders or the elders passing it down to the young ones. I believe that this is an incredible moment, and you hear me say that often, but I honestly believe that the time we're in right now is such a great opportunity for us to access our greatness, to access the divine essence that is the reason we're here in this very first place. I mean, it's, that is it. And so as an elder, I'm a grandmother of seven, a mother of three sons and daughter-in-laws. And, you know, I find that the work that I'm doing is pointless if it's separated from our young people, that it's my responsibility to be the steward of my story, if you will. And I believe all of us have that responsibility. One of the unfortunate things that I have seen, particularly in our culture here in America, having walked around the world, is that we don't take that family time together to share the stories of grandma and grandpa, of mom and dad, of great-grandma and great-granddaddy, the stories of the young ones as they are growing into themselves, if you will, into their own heart song, into their own purpose, finding their way. And the unfortunate aspect of that or consequence of that is that perhaps we're not providing a strong enough foundation so that our young people feel supported. Also, the things and choices that we're making, those of my generation and forward and just a little bit below me, you know, our choices are so entrapped often in the illusion of what's right and what's wrong. In our culture, you know, you're doing well when you have a great job and a great house and all the things that come with it. While someone who may not have all that but is living their divine purpose, making a difference in the world, is looked at differently. So somehow in that confusion, then, we are also facing internally our own sort of schizophrenia, our own sort of confusion about who we are. And at some point, it catches up with us. And it catches up with us in terms of how we feel about ourselves, but it also catches up with us in terms of what's projected in the world. So on the one hand, we're telling our children how beautiful and wonderful the world is if they make good choices. And on the other hand, we're making choices that are not that's not allowing children to have access to proper mental and physical health care. Education system in our country is crumbling, especially the public school system, which has always been the foundation of what this country is all about. There's war at every turn. There's violence in our home, violence in our community. So in the midst of all the good and beautiful things, there are political consequences to us choosing to align with the illusion. So this show, Seven Generations and Beyond, is an opportunity for those of my generation to speak truth so that our young people can connect with that, to create a sacred space where our young people can come on the air and share their thoughts and their dreams and their concerns, and to create a place where our young people can talk to us so that together we can create an energy, a force, if you will, to begin to make a shift, to begin to make a change in the world. And I want to say, nothing captures the heart of our young people better than the next segment I'm going to play. And it's all introduced as we started, so I'm not going to say much, except it's often marketed as the girl who silenced the world in 5 minutes. And so I want to play this because I want all of us, and especially those of my generation and close to it, to realize that our young people got it going on, and they are aware at levels much more than we may even be aware. And so let's listen to the girl who silenced the world for 5 minutes.
Hello, I'm Severin Suzuki speaking for ECHO, the Environmental Children's Organization. We are a group of 12 and 13-year-olds trying to make a difference. Vanessa Setti, Morgan Geisler, Michelle Quigg, and me. We've raised all the money to come here ourselves, to come 5,000 miles to tell you adults you must change your ways. Coming up here today, I have no hidden agenda. I am fighting for my future. Losing my future is not like losing an election or a few points on the stock market. I am here to speak for all generations to come. I am here to speak on behalf of the starving children around the world whose cries go unheard. I am here to speak for the countless animals dying across this planet because they have nowhere left to go. I am afraid to go out in the sun now because of the holes in our ozone. I am afraid to breathe the air because I don't know what chemicals are in it. I used to go fishing in Vancouver, my home, with my dad, until just a few years ago we found the fish full of cancers. And now we hear of animals and plants going extinct every day, vanishing forever. In my life, I have dreamt of seeing the great herds of wild animals, jungles and rainforests full of birds and butterflies. But now I wonder if they will even exist for my children to see. Did you have to worry of these things when you were my age? All this is happening before our eyes, and yet we act as if we have all the time we want and all the solutions. I'm only a child, and I don't have all the solutions. But I want you to realize, neither do you. You don't know how to fix the holes in our ozone layer. You don't know how to bring the salmon back up in a dead stream. You don't know how to bring back an animal now extinct. And you can't bring back the forest that once grew where there is now a desert. If you don't know how to fix it, please stop breaking it. Here, you may be delegates of your government, business people, organizers, reporters, or politicians, but really, your mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, aunts and uncles, and all of you are someone's child. I'm only a child, yet I know we are all part of a family, 5 billion strong. In fact, 30 million species strong. And borders and governments will never change that. I'm only a child, yet I know we are all in this together and should act as one single world towards one single goal. In my anger, I am not blind, and in my fear, I am not afraid of telling the world how I feel. In my country, you make so much waste. We buy and throw away, buy and throw away, buy and throw away, and yet northern countries will not share with the needy. Even when we have more than enough, we are afraid to share. We are afraid to let go of some of our wealth. In Canada, we live the privileged life, with plenty of food, water, and shelter. We have watches, bicycles, computers, and television sets. The list could go on for 2 days. 2 days ago, here in Brazil, we were shocked when we spent time with some children living on the streets. This is what one child told us. I wish I was rich. And if I were, I would give all the street children food, clothes, medicines, shelter, and love and affection. If a child on the streets who has nothing is willing to share, why are we who have everything still so greedy? I can't stop thinking that these are children my own age, that it makes a tremendous difference where you are born, that I could be one of those children living in the favelas of Rio. I could be a child starving in Somalia, or a victim of war in the Middle East, or a beggar in India. I am only a child, yet I know if all the money spent on war was spent on finding environmental answers, ending poverty, and finding treaties, what a wonderful place this earth would be. At school, even in kindergarten, you teach us how to behave in the world. You teach us not to fight with others, to work things out, to respect others, to clean up our mess, not to hurt other creatures, to share, not be greedy. then why do you go out and do the things you tell us not to do? Do not forget why you are attending these conferences, who you're doing this for. We are your own children. You are deciding what kind of a world we are growing up in. Parents should be able to comfort their children by saying, everything's going to be all right. It's not the end of the world, and we're doing the best we can. But I don't think you can say that to us anymore. Are we even on your list of priorities? My dad always says, you are what you do, not what you say. Well, what you do makes me cry at night. You grown-ups say you love us, but I challenge you, please, make your actions reflect your words. Thank you.
Out of the mouth of babes, so much wisdom, so much hurt, anguish, and at the same time, almost defiance of what we're doing, the condition of the world, the condition and state in which we all find ourselves in now. Very clear about where that responsibility resides. You know, often it's about choice, and we tend to dance around the choice, get caught up in the entrapment of a world that's full of enchanting entrapments, all that money can buy, all that power can hold, you know, all that greed can consume. And so we'd rather spend time worrying about what kind of things we need rather than what kinds of choices we need to be making to make this world a better place for everyone. I want to play now a song called Tell Me Why by a young man who, when I heard him sing, Declan Galbraith, this song, and he's talking about how a child dreams when he goes to bed of all the great things, and then he wakes up, and all around him is war and a whole, you know, just sort of like the counterpoint to the dream. And so here, I'd like for you to listen to Tell Me Why.
Fields of green. think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. And a place where there's no hurt or sorrow.
Sanitation. Over a billion children in the world are deprived of one or more services essential to survival. 148 million under five in developing regions are underweight and primarily from malnutrition. And we look at the United States statistics, can't really say things are as bright as we'd like for them to be, although we're one of the richest countries in the world. Our child poverty has risen, I think it's to one out of every five children now. Our children are not receiving health care benefits, especially those who are poor. And if you have a rising poor, then that means more and more of our children are without proper health and mental health coverage. The violence that children are being subject to now, either in their homes or in their communities and in their schools, certainly was unheard of at the time that I went to school. And, we could go on and on. The criminalization of children in our country is actually very scary, and I think that we have to stop and take a look and say, okay, what are we doing? How is it that we are creating, not just in this country but around the world, a disposable consciousness around our children? How is it that we in our generation can make choices and pass laws affecting our children as though they don't matter, and then say at the same time, you know, our greatest resources are our children? I think we have to start to pay attention, not just as we look and place the blame out there in the world, but what are we doing in our own families? What are we doing in our own homes to make it better for children in this country and beyond? What choices do we make each and every day? You know, are we showing up at schools? Are we making sure our kids are eating if we can? You know, what choices are we making to help ensure that our young people have it better? When we look at environmental sustainability, ecological issues, and how we are impacting Mother Earth, you know, it's not uncommon for a child to say to me, you know, we don't know what the world is going to be like when we grow up because of the choices that you all are making, you all being my generation, the over 50 generation. But we have to make better choices. Our children, yes, they are the number one resources. Without them, there is no future. And so the choices that we make can't be just for ourselves, just for our generations. We can't make choices to say, well, by the time I die, it's not going to matter anyway. Well, it does matter because our children continue the legacy of who we are. So what are we leaving them? What are we instilling in them? What truth, what deeper truth are we unveiling to them? How are we preparing them to face the challenges of their generation? Because in our absence, things fall apart. In our absence, things fall apart because our children don't feel they can trust us. They don't feel safe. They don't feel protected. And so they make choices that are not always the best for them. And we don't have the measures in place in our communities anymore to protect them. Now, I'm speaking in very general language because I know that there are communities out there that are doing everything they can for their children. I'm just saying that it needs to be broader. The scope needs to be much broader. More people need to be brought into that. And I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just saying that we have to stop, look around us, and ask ourselves, what can we do right here in this moment that can make it better for the children in my family and the children in my community? How do we hold our governments accountable for the choices that are being made that are impacting young people in this country and around the world? There are so many ways that we can affect change, but it means that we have to engage. We have to become a part of the solution. We can't sit and expect it to come from someone else. And so we have to push that button on pause. We have to push the pause button.
take a deep breath and really take the time to dialogue with our young people, to dialogue with our policymakers, to dialogue with our communities, and begin to take the action that will make this world a better place for them.
What is my path? How am I ever going to find it?
Your mother asked me the very same question.
She did? What did you tell her?
I told her to listen. All around you are spirits, child. They live in the earth, the water, the sky. If you listen, they will guide you.
never lost its true meaning. Indigo children arrive, prophecy to be born. Do you recognize the signs? They're all around you. Time to shine that light and break out from the norm. The universe calling you to raise your daughters and sons. The universe calling you. There's some healing work to be done. The universe calling you. Build a legacy of love. The universe is calling you. When you gonna pick it up? Whoa, life is so much more than that 9 to 5. It's so much more than the zeros and ones. We're living out of tune. Open arms and press the sun. There's a miracle in your eyes. It's reflected in the sky. See, we are the rainbow children sent here to unify. You may not see it yet, oh no, but it's coming. Oh yeah, I sing these songs to pride. Some healing work to be done. The universe is calling you. Build a legacy of love. The universe is calling you. Tell me when you're gonna pick it up. When you're gonna pick it up. When you're gonna pick it up. When you're gonna pick it up.
Going to pick it up? When are we going to answer the call? Well, let's answer that call right now. Let's reach into our hearts and extend ourselves to our families in ways that we haven't done in a very long time. Let's push that pause button on all the things that are mass distractions that are keeping us disconnected, not only from ourselves, but from those we love so much. Let's find within our hearts avenues towards tolerance, towards love and compassion that allows us to go deeper in our relationships, especially those with our children, that allows us to listen, because often I find that our young people are telling us exactly what they need. They're telling us exactly how they feel. but we don't have time to listen. So in the absence of a listener, then our young people are left to figure it out on their own, to suffer in their own silence. I think that's one of the greatest tragedies of a world that's spinning out of control, addicted to all of its own illusions, addicted to the whole mindset of having to have more and more and bigger and better. Yes, there's a lot of good things happening in the world, and as we've walked, we've seen that, we've touched that. And at the same time, one of the saddest points often of walking, especially in communities right here in our own country, in addition to around the world, is how our children are in communities that are suffering from benign neglect. Let us reach into our hearts. Let's pull all the pieces together. Because if we want peace, then we've got to figure out how to piece together peace. If we want peace, we've got to remember that peace is all about action. It's about what we do. It's about how we weave our actions with other people, how we remember our interconnectedness, how we reach out in our community, not walking through blindly, not even knowing three people in our community, but how we take the blinders off and really begin to see each other. You're listening to Seven Generations and Beyond. This is your host tonight, Audrey Scott Williams, bringing you wisdom of our young people, bringing you and sharing with you songs that have meant a lot to me over the years as they've helped me to not only tap into my own heart space, but also be remembered or be able to remember the importance of passing on our own legacy, passing on what we've learned, and not taking for granted that we'll be here forever or taking for granted the time that we do have. Life could be changed in an instant, and then it's too late. Let us be the best that we can be now. Let us look back and see our children and reach our arms out and pull them forward. Let us lift them up on our shoulders so that they have a better vantage point than what they would have had without us, because then they reach up and push us higher. You know, we walk around the world and on the Trail of Dreams World Peace Walk, and one of the things that we would often say to one another is, you know, the world is so much the same. No matter what country we were in, if a child was scared, it reached out for its parents. If it was hurting, it cried. If a parent was confused about where their child was, they became panicked in terms of looking for them and wanting to protect and provide the best for them. So in the values that hold us all together, the differences are few and far between. Let us remember that. And let us remember that our young people are facing a lot. So let's take the time to listen, to reach out, and help them to make this world a better place. Help them to piece together peace as we work to bring peace to our community.
There's a gift. There's a light in your heart. You just can't contain it. When we all play our part around the world, it's just so amazing. With our hands and our hearts, we can build this bridge together. Peace together, peace together, peace together, peace.
Seven Generations and Beyond. I am your host, Audrey Scott Williams, for a program in development, developing program. This is an opportunity for us to begin to turn attention to our young people while I am the host as we get our ideas together, get the programming moving forward. It is our intention that we'll have many more youth involved. In fact, at some point, we want to have a young person actually hosting Seven Generations and Beyond. I want to thank you for being here with us on our premiere show. I just want to take a moment and say the music that we've been listening to, I Believe, which was in the movie Honey, sung by Yolanda Adams and a youth chorus. We had Heal the World, of course, that's Michael Jackson. The Greatest Love of All, sung by Whitney Houston. One Love by Playing for Change. Tell Me Why, as I said before, Declan Galbraith. And Piece Together Peace by Mystic Column and Rainbow by Makua Ray. And then there was The Girl Who Silenced the World for 5 minutes, and what an amazing job she did in her presentation. I also wanted to just recognize that this show will be broadcast right now on the first Thursday of every month. So on the first Thursday of every month, we'd like for you to join us for Seven Generations and Beyond right here on Now Time Radio.
Brotherhood.